In Vrindavan, three personalities or beings are unchanged. The dust of Vrindavan, Giriraj Govardhan, and the Yamuna. I especially like to be at the banks of the Yamuna, but there is one ashram to which I go where I have to cross the Yamuna by boat. And whenever I'm in the middle, there's only the boatman and myself. I feel this river is not a river of this world. Especially when the birds are there of Vrindavan telling their stories and singing their songs. Staying at the Yamuna or being in contact with her transports us to the eternal world. Srimati Radharani is the mistress, the ruler of Vrindavan's forest. But she does this in a pleasing way. One of her qualities is Ramyavak. Her speech is especially charming. Once Krishna spoke about this to Radha, he said, "Oh Radha, with such a beautiful face, oh friend, what is this sweetness of the syllables that appear in your mouth? By your speech, the cuckoo becomes voiceless and nectar becomes useless." In other words, her speaking is sweeter than that of the cuckoo and more relishable than nectar even. As we hear these descriptions, it is good to sometimes pause and note that the spiritual world really is beyond our words. There's an Upanishadic statement. It says, it's that place where words return without obtaining it. And it's that place where thoughts can't reach. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti has once given a little dictionary for the extraordinary, transcendental, and beyond speech of the Vrajvasis. He writes, "When the Vrajvasis say Adi, which means in this world headache, they do not speak of headache, but about ecstatic meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, they never say anything that is unpleasant, but speak always pleasing and with words full of auspiciousness. When they similarly say Raja, they don't mean material passion, but they mean the pollen of flowers. And when they talk about Tama, which means ignorance, nescience, they don't mean ignorance, but the darkness of the night. In this way, their speech is beyond the dualities of this world." How then, if the world of the spirit is beyond our words and beyond our thoughts, can we have any connection to it? It's through the words of the sadhus. The learned say, says one text, the learned say that nectar resides in the ocean. They also say nectar is in the moon, the lips of a young lady, the abodes of serpents and in heaven. But the ocean is salty. The moon wanes. The husband who drinks nectar from the lips of his wife dies, and snakes provide poison. And also, in heaven there is no real nectar because one falls down from heaven when the fruits of one's virtuous deeds are exhausted. So nectar cannot be found really in the ocean, in the moon, in heavens, but it can indeed be found in the voice of realized saints, whose sweet words and instructions lead one to immortality. It is with this idea that we hear from Rupa Goswami about the wonderful qualities of Srimati Radharani. Again, let us turn to her and become peaceful in our mind. Connect to her, pray to her. Thank you very much. Radhe 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 Radhe